Sensate Power Make Up. Created by Opal Song. So, my first thought when I was thinking about a Sensate Magical Girl AU thing, using canon and then adding magical girls into things, is that Kala would be an amazing magical girl. She's got the empathy there. She's got the skills. But I also want that dramatic reveal. And you can't really have dramatic reveals with the Sensates. You can do the dramatic reveal of I am a Sensate to non-Sensates. But, like, within the cluster, it's really, really hard to have dramatic reveals. And that's one of the things that I really love about Magical Girl AUs is the unmasking. This is also the reason why, as much as I would love to have Wolfgang be a magical girl, it also wouldn't work. Even though the thought of Wolfgang in a short skirt running around Berlin, shooting people with massive guns... and Felix at his side as his sort of quote-unquote tuxedo mask dude slash sidekick. That really speaks to me. I would love it a lot. But yeah, so that also doesn't work because, again, no dramatic reveal there. But I figured out who would be the best dramatic reveal and also sort of fix some things that I had... that I was a little unsatisfied with the finale episode of Sensate, and that is having Rajan be a magical girl. So, Rajan. Now, I haven't quite decided when I want Rajan to start being a magical girl, whether it's a long time thing or whether it starts around the time that they're getting married or whether it starts after their honeymoon. I kind of like the idea of it being a long-term thing, and then right after their honeymoon, it sort of, like, there's some sort of massive evil infestation or, like, a big bad that starts attacking, etc. But, of course, like, non-magical people just see it as, you know, natural disasters or something, or, like, a string of robberies, and not anything sort of magical or evil. So it wouldn't trigger any of the Sensates because none of them know, like none of them are sort of tuned into the magical world. So instead of Rajan being part of this like sting operation that goes nowhere because they got canceled, instead of that whole thing, he is also hiding a massive secret and is like out fighting these things and... like hiding that he is a magical girl from Kala throughout that entire thing. And then in the finale episode, when Rajan comes and is like, I would, you know, like they told me, like I got this email that said that Kala was really ill and that I needed to come see her, et cetera, et cetera. And then they flee a little bit and then they come back and Nomi beats up a bunch of people. And then as they're sitting on the couch and Kala has just sort of explained everything, explained that she's a Sensate, what that means, explained that she needs to go rescue Wolfgang, who she's really in love with. Sorry, that's awkward. Rajan takes it all really well. He believes them instantly. And in fact says that he was pretty sure he didn't know about the like affair thing, but that he kind of knew that she was psychic or something, like that she had something else going on, even if he didn't know that she was exactly a Sensate. And they're like, what? And then a second group of people invade, only this isn't BPO. This is people coming after Rajan, and Rajan transforms, beats them all up as a magical girl Rajan, and yeah, transforms back. And is like, well, there's my secret. And then it's like secrets out all around. And then Rajan is able to like super help with the rest of the finale, et cetera, et cetera. And then in the couple of months between them rocket launching down the bad guys and the wedding, Rajan has to go back to India or all over or whatever space question mark to defeat his to defeat the big bad that he is fighting. And we're gonna say he asks Kala to stick around Wolfgang. Also, being a magical girl, Rajan can see, like, I don't know, red strings of fate or something, and knows that they are, like, you know, that as much as he is connected to Kala, Wolfgang is also connected to Kala, and he, you know, is trying to form this connection to Wolfgang, and anyway, they figure it all out with a relationship negotiation in there. Yeah. So even though they don't talk about it, that's one of the reasons that he's just suddenly okay with things. Because he knows how these things go in magic. And maybe he always knew he was supposed to be part of a trio or something. He was just waiting for their third to come along. It was foretold. I really like that. Anyway, yeah. I would just like to acknowledge at the end of this that India, as a culture, very likely has a whole bunch of their own tropes and stuff with magical girls and or like that sort of ilk, like a magical princess figure or something to do with transforming into magic stuff. I use the Japanese magical girl anime concept sort of genre as the basis for this. Mostly because I don't know anything about Indian culture, and this is going to be like 5 minutes long, and I didn't want to do like a whole host of research and then still get it wrong. But I would just like to put out there that Rajan's magical girl form would be in line with all of the like cultural things of India. It would be an Indian magical girl. Have an awesome day, Cass.